PIAA playoff basketball is on the air.
Berman's Health Shop, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present the following high school basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's PIAA 4A quarterfinal playoff game is between the Bonner Prendy Friars and the Archbishop Carroll Patriots. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Health Shop. For all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Woodland Dental Associates. Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young for all your dental needs. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor Girls Basketball Coach Mark Jordan, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And a good Friday evening. Dave Berman and the gang. We are in Springfield, Delaware County at Cardinal O'Hara High School for state quarterfinals 4A between two Catholic, Philadelphia Catholic League schools. The Bonner Friars, 20-5. Archbishop Carroll comes in with a record of 17-10. Bonner, located in Drexel Hill. This is their second trip to the state quarterfinals and second year in a row. They went to the state semis last year and they were up a class at 5A, dropped down to 4, lost to Abington Heights, the eventual state champs in 5A, in the Hershey Kiss game. Overtime. Archbishop Carroll is from Radnor. Their head coach is Francis Bowe. Francis, first year, also coach at Valley Forge Military and Upper Merion. He replaced Paul Romanchik. 15 years at Carroll, 283 wins, 10 trips in 10 years to the PIAA State Tournament, 2009 State Championship with DJ Irving and the rest of the gang. State runner-ups 2013 and 15. As for Bonner, their head coach is longtime assistant Kevin Funston. And Kevin is a St. Joe's Prep High School grad, replacing Jack Concannon. So Bonner taking on Carroll, two Catholic League schools from the Philadelphia Catholic League playing here at a Catholic school and 4A action. By the way, for Archbishop Carroll boys basketball, state quarterfinal trip number 9. Take it away, the one and the only Mark Jordan.
Great to be here again with you guys. We're seeing two more great Catholic League teams. We saw Roman Catholic here, what, 3 days ago, was it? Two days ago. These are two outstanding teams in their own right. Bonner Prendy has the two-time MVP, Isaiah Wong, on their side. Last game they beat Nanticoke, 70-52. Nanticoke's game plan was to shut him down, held him to 11 points, which is really, really fantastic. They still gave up 70 points, by the way.
Well, that's a small coal region school with a great history, and they just ran out of gas, you know, small town school.
They did indeed, and in the game, you know, I mean, Bonner's a typical Catholic League team that's playing the second weekend in March. You know, they're fast, they're athletic, they got high basketball IQs. You know, they're going to try and turn over Carroll tonight. They already played once this year. Final score, Bonner beat him 61-44. That game was at Carroll High School, by the way. I think Carroll's focus will obviously be on limiting Isaiah Wong. You're not going to stop him entirely, but saying, guess what, limit his touches, limit his shots. I mean, he's going to obviously get some points. Archbishop Carroll's playing their best basketball of the year. They did lose in the Catholic League quarters to LaSalle. In that game, Michael, they held an 18-point lead over LaSalle, who's still playing, by the way, in the 6A state bracket. So they're playing their best basketball of the year. Tyree Kettner is a load. He's 6'7", junior forward. Their sniper's Luke House, 6'4", senior guard. These teams know each other very well. So at this time of year, you're not going to surprise anybody. Everybody knows the personnel. Everybody knows the styles of both teams. You know, I think Bonner's going to try and do some half-court traps and three-quarter-court traps and try to speed up Carroll a little bit. I think Carroll realizes that. and knows they got to really value each possession and each shot. I broke it down into three topics. One, who gets more easy points? Last game we saw Roman Catholic, what they have? 8 or 10 dunks, correct? And Laura Marion showed they couldn't pressure that team. We'll see how Carroll does against Bonner's half-court trapping and their pressure. Can they break the pressure and attack the basket? You got to get some easy points here. It's tough against these teams who know you inside and out, know your personnel. It's tough to score in the half-court, really. It's great to have all your plays, but it's tough to score in half-court. So easy points is going to be one big one. Two is going to be limiting turnovers. Nanticoke was hanging right with Bonner Prenti last game, and they had 5 turnovers in 6 possessions. That was the ball game in the third quarter. So can Carroll take care of the ball and Bonner take care of the ball? And lastly, can they contain Isaiah Wong? He's the MVP 2 years running for a reason. He's very, very good. So that's obviously on Carroll's board in the locker room saying, we've got to limit Isaiah's touches and his scoring. Easier said than done.
Well, I think the only flaw in that plan, which was kind of demonstrated last week, was we can stop them, but they've got other players they can go to pick up the slack. So now what do we do? And, of course, I think as we saw with Lower Marion, who just tried to throw Roman Catholic out of their rhythm in hopes that they could capitalize, that was, very shortly after that game started, really the only strategy that could possibly work, and it didn't work. Whether stopping Wong is going to be the answer, I think you got to stop the team, or hope that by stopping Wong, the rest of the team goes cold on the baskets. But I don't know, this is a big game. I don't see that happening.
And they also have Bonner Prendi. I better get the Prendi in there, right? Bonner Prendi.
Yeah.
I don't want to get any complaints about that. Bonner Prendi has 6'9", Division I recruit with a lot of experience. He's a senior. Tariq Ingraham. We saw him last year. The winner of this game will take on whoever survives up in Bethlehem. The first half of a doubleheader. I know our buddy Andrew Kaufman, who's with us, and he's got his computer going over there. It's Lower Moreland taking on Scranton Prep, a really, really good team. I think Scranton Prep would have the edge in that game, but we'll see.
After three quarters, Scranton Prep trails Lower Moreland by 10. 38-48.
Wow. That's impressive. That's a team Lower Moreland actually beat Sun Valley by 20 earlier this year. The second game, what a night for Delco College and basketball. Hey, we have girls action tonight. A couple of teams alive in the girls state tournament state quarterfinals. We have Swarthmore College in the Final Four men's basketball later tonight out in the Midwest. And,
playing
of course,
right now.
They're playing right now? Oh, boy. And Andrew, it's great you have that computer right there, whatever it is. And then the Sun Valley Abington Heights game. Wow. So there you go, guys. It's unbelievable. It's surreal. And it's only here on DelcoHoops.com. Pete?
Yeah, it should be a great game. I know Wednesday night we saw an unbelievable performance by Roman Catholic. And I expect the same type of game here tonight. We don't really see these teams much during the regular season, but when playoff time comes, we like to get together. And we did Bonner Prendi last year. We were up in Allentown, the Hershey Kiss game. We'll never, ever forget that game. That's when the game wasn't over, but we thought it was over. They threw Hershey Kisses out, technical foul, everything happened. But Abington Heights still was the winner. So we should have a great, great game here tonight.
Yes, a lot of these kids back from Bonner Prendi, and of course, for Archbishop Carroll. Great job by the coaches. We're at Cardinal O'Hara High School. I love the athletic director. Has a lot of charisma. But, Mike, we'll take a break. Thank our sponsors. We have a new sponsor for our game here tonight. We'll give him a shout a little bit later on. It has never sounded so good. It's O'Hara High School, and it's Bonner taking on Carroll on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Cardinal O'Hara High School here in Springfield. Boys basketball, the 4A state quarterfinals, Elite Eight on this Friday night. Bonner Prendi and Archbishop Carroll. It's Drexel Hill and Upper Darby area. Bonner against Radnor, right, Mark? Archbishop Carroll.
Yep.
Of course, you're the girls' basketball coach for Radnor,
yep,
and also the baseball coach now, back again. And you guys are right next door to each other.
We are very close together. Almost saw them last year in the baseball state final. They were one game away. They lost in the state semis by a run.
That would have been great.
That would have been great. Not great for us, per se, but it was...
well, Lower Dauphin was tough enough.
They were very good. You're exactly right.
So, I mean, you know, both these teams, again, we're 4A. We go 6-5-4-3-2-1. And obviously, people ask me, why did these two schools, Carroll and Bonner Prendy, drop from 5 to 4? It's enrollment.
Yes. It changes every 2 years. This is the first new year of the two-year cycle. So this will count for this year and next year. They'll both be 4A teams both years.
And it's based on the student population by sex. So, you know, if you have 600 boys in your school, I think that's the break point, or 632 or something, to be 6A, and then it goes down from there. So
yes.
one of the criticisms of the system, of course, is, you know, if you're at that 6A break point, then it's whatever is above that. So you get some of these larger schools like Upper Darby, where you have 1,500, 1,600 boys, you're playing in the same classification as somebody with 600 boys. However, otherwise, they'd have to go to 8 classifications. And remember, for every classification, you need a championship series. So
yes,
when they went from 4 to 6, it was difficult enough. Now, if they tried to do it with more...
Well, and we don't have enough teams. I mean, Texas and Florida have those 8 classes.
Right.
They're bigger states. But real quick, you're allowed to play up, by the way.
Yes.
So if they wanted to, they could play up to 5A or 6A. Right. I know the girls' side, Mount St. Joe's for years did it. Carter O'Hara for years did it. They played when they were smaller size, played up. So they could if they wanted to.
Hey, well, can I give a shout here, Mike, to our sponsor for tonight? I just ran into him before the game. You know, attorney at law, Richard J. Blasetti. You know him, Mark?
I do,
and he's
sadly.
he's so excited to advertise, Mike. I wish we had more people like that. And he said, oh, I'm on the game tonight. He's an attorney at law in media, estates, criminal defense, and personal injury. How'd I do with a live read there? Okay. Now, Andrew, how about some score updates, man? We got Swarthmore men, Final Four, unbelievable college basketball, some high school. What do you got?
In the high school, girls, 6A quarterfinal between Neshaminy and O'Hara. Cardinal O'Hara just got to within 3 with 36 to play in the third quarter, 31-28. That is a game with Neshaminy, who was the runner-up in the District 1 6A final.
Yeah, and we did that game, actually, with Garnet Valley. Yeah.
Yeah, we did that game a couple weeks ago. In Division 3 college basketball, Swarthmore leads Christopher Newport 36-29 at halftime.
It's incredible.
In the Division 3 Final Four.
Christopher Newport down there, they get a lot of kids from Newport News, Hampton, Iverson,
sure,
country. Oh, man, I tell you, boy, I hope they can hang on. Anything else, Andrew?
Villanova leads by 2 over Xavier, 12-10 at the under 12. Media timeout. I'm trying to find other things here. I've got things all over the place right now.
But I love this gym here, Cardinal O'Hara, and you said it's recently they put a new floor in, right, Mark?
Yes, probably a year or two ago. No, great facility, and it's great they're hosting. And like, you know, we've done these games for a few years now. A lot of schools don't want the hassle of this. They've already turned the page to spring sports. I know we have. So we're turning to baseball and lacrosse and track and softball. And they don't feel like having this kind of, like, you know, winter sports season going on, because you need people to work the door.
Yes.
You know, people to, crowd control, you know, get your parking lots in order. So, you know, kudos to Cardinal O'Hara for hosting a bunch of games. We're hosting a game tomorrow as well.
And you got to give these first-year head coaches a lot of pressure on these guys. A lot of pressure, Philadelphia Catholic League. Ask Joe Dempsey, of course, longtime head coach of LaSalle College. Bonner, Prendy, the Friars, 20-5. Kevin Funston, an unbelievable job. And Archbishop Carroll, 17-10. Francis Bowe. So a big shout to them, Mark. You're a coach,
yeah,
and you know pressure, baby.
Great job. Francis Bowe came in, I guess, first year there. He was a Radnor assistant coach. Then got the head job at Upper Marion, went to Valley Forge Academy. A lot of energy. I know him back at the Radnor days, so he has a lot of energy. I would say basically this is more free for him. I think Bonner's the favorite in the game, so I think he can sort of play the underdog role a little bit more, you know, kind of like Sun Valley, underdog
yes,
role, where Bonner's probably expected to win this game. So I think he's a little more, you know, maybe free and freewheeling, a little bit looser, if you would. But Coach Johnson wants to win as well.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll get back with the starting lineup. So the national anthem, I'm sure, will be first. It's boys high school basketball, the 4A state quarterfinals. It is Bonner Prendy taking on Archbishop Carroll in Springfield. Never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Hey, Delco Hoops fans. Rich Placetti is your Delaware County lawyer. With his ties to the Philadelphia Catholic League and the Big Five, Rich has a lot in common with high school hoops fans. Call him with your legal needs, especially in the area of drunk driving defense and personal injury. He's been working for 35 years to protect people just like you, and he's asking for your business. Give him a call anytime, 24/7, at 610-308-6290. You'll be glad you did.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This place is buzzing already here. Dave Berman along with Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Mike Mayer, Peter Fulgenetti getting ready for the starting lineups, the 4A state quarterfinals. Yep, again, Mark, do or die.
I love it.
The visiting team tonight is Archbishop Carroll. And tonight I'm having a little issue understanding the public address announcer here. And boy, is it hard to read those numbers.
Number three.
All right, so we got Nymir Little is one of them, 6'3 junior. Also number two, Kyle Mack.
Number four.
Number four is Tyree Kettner, 6'7 junior. And Luke House, I know he's out there also, number 14.
Shooter.
And number 24.
And number 24, Cole Burkett, 6'4 senior for Archbishop Carroll. Now, Bonner, number one, Tyrese Watson, 6'2 junior. Number four, Donovan Rodriguez, 6'1 junior. Number 33, Michael Peretta, you know his father, 6'1 senior, Villanova women's basketball coach. 55, the big fella, Tariq Ingraham, 6'9 senior. And number 21, University of Miami recruit Isaiah Wong, 6'3 senior. Chanting MVP for him. And we're rocking here already, guys. So if you guys can help me on these numbers out here. I mean, yeah, it's really tough.
I want to know who made these Carroll uniforms.
Man, oh, man.
What the?
You know, I see these things and I go, okay. You
please.
Know, somebody thought, this would be cool. We'll do red on red with white trim. It'll really stand out.
Oh, boy. Well, I do know. Okay, well, we'll just...
We saw worse at one game this football season with the Radnor numbers. What is it with Radnor teams? And
all right. Easy, Andrew.
I can understand. The back, it looks much better.
Easy.
All right, so the tap here is going to be between Tyree Kettner, son of the late, great Larry Kettner. Remember him, Mark?
Yes.
One of the greatest ballers in this area. And it's going up against Ingraham, whose mom tells me, I'm a proud native of Coatesville. Go Red Raiders, she says, tomorrow against Chester. Well, that should be an interesting game in the 6A state quarterfinals, 1 o'clock at Spring 4. Here's the tip.
Oh, my gosh.
Control.
That might be the worst tip I've seen in a while. Toss I've seen in a while.
That was a rough one.
Wow.
Controlled by Bonner Prendy, right to left. Tyrese Watson, top of the key. Loser goes to the state semifinals. Ingraham, right of the key. Right wing corner. Driving to the basket. Keeps his pivot foot. Turns, fires off the glass for two. Donovan Rodriguez. 2-0. The Friars. Here comes Carroll back. Archbishop Carroll. Between the circles. Good defense out there. Driving to the basket. And now right side jumper in and out by Kettner. Offensive rebound. No, but a foul. Going to the line. 6'4 senior for Carroll, Luke House. And he is one tough customer. He'll be playing college basketball somewhere, Mr. Jordan.
He's also got a great stroke. Straight man-to-man for Bonner Prendy.
Personal foul was on number 11, it looks like.
21.
Oh, number 21. There you go. That's Wong's first. Can't get him in foul trouble.
Interesting.
Free throw is good. Luke House again. Got it. So we are tied at 2. Live from Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield. Two Catholic League teams from the Philadelphia Catholic League battling it out.
Man-to-man.
NCAA state tournament. Yep. Says Rodriguez, and a stop and a pop from the right side. No good by Wong. Rebound is taken by House. House accelerates, turns, fires. Back of the rim. No good. Peretta the rebound for Bonner, right to left. Bonner Prendy. Right of the key, Peretta. Left of the key, Watson for three. Got it. Tyrese Watson. It's 5-2 in favor of Bonner Prendy. Across the timeline, spinning into the lane. Good defense off the glass. No, but a foul. Missing the shot was Nymir Little. He's a 6'3 junior. For Carroll, he'll go to the line shooting 2. Foul on number 4, guys?
Yes.
Donovan Rodriguez, number 2 on Bonner. Free throw back of the rim, no good.
And interesting, the first couple sets for Carroll was more like a clear out. They didn't do a whole lot of ending. There's not really many screens going on. It was just basically a one-on-one, you know, 4 guys low and just attack the rim.
6:25, first quarter. Again, good. Nice touch there by Nymir Little. Bonner Prendy back right to left again. First quarter, 5-3. The Friars have the lead. Peretta down low. Ingraham into the lane. Left block. Turns, fires, and scores. Tariq Ingraham.
Try the double. Couldn't get there in time.
Division I schools all over him. Has not committed as of yet. He's a senior. It's 7-3. Friars. Left to right now, Archbishop Carroll with the ball. This is Mack. Left wing corner, House. Into the lane. Check that, Burkett into the lane. Flips it back to his teammate. Loose ball to the floor, taken by the Friars. All the way to the basket. Lay it up. He's got it. Tyrese Watson, a 6'2 junior. The Friars of Bonner Prendy up 9-3. Here comes Carroll back.
Turnover, easy point there, guys. 2 easy points.
Left of the key, looking around, against sticky man-to-man defense. Right of the key is Mack. Mack, down low, big fella, Kettner, misses the shot, short. There's a rebound and a pass knocked out of bounds. A rebound by Bonner Prendy, and then the ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Friars. Checking into the game is another big fella. I believe that's number 34. Five,
yes,
am I correct?
35, yep.
Anquan Hill, a 6'8 sophomore. Peretta, right of the key, Wong, now looks to penetrate into the lane, forces it up, no, but a foul on the floor. It's going to be on Tyree Kettner, 6'7 junior. That is a young Carroll team.
Yes.
Team first, right? Okay, there you go. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. state quarterfinals at the 4A level. Into the block. It's on the floor. Bonner with the ball. It's going to be a tie-up and possession arrow. We'll go to Archbishop Carroll.
I'm just glad there's not another jump ball.
Full court pressure right here, guys.
Yep, straight man-to-man.
Winner of this game will take on in the state semifinals on Monday night. Lower Moreland or Scranton Prep. Back comes Burkett between the circles. Burkett near side, dribbling around with the ball. Just a tremendous defense by Watson, baby. Down low, Kettner against Ingraham. Fires it up, no good. Great defense by Tariq Ingraham. Here comes Bonner Prendy, but they throw the ball away. This place is buzzing as you would expect. The hum is there. Driving to the basket. The floater is good by Kyle Mack. He's a 6'2 senior for Carroll. And it is now 9-5 in favor of Bonner Prendy. 4:08 to go. First quarter. Peretta can shoot the lights out for three. Yep. There you go, baby. Michael Peretta, number 33 for three. Dad, longtime head coach, Villanova women's basketball. Harry.
The best.
Sure, he's in the house. 12-5 is the score. 7-point lead for Bonner. Floater in the lane by Luke House is good. You talk about a kid that can create his shots. 12-7. Bonner Prendy with the ball and a 5-point lead. And their head coach over there, Kevin Funston, says, just slow it down. I love Catholic League basketball, man. It's pretty pure. It's old school with great athletes, Mark. Here's Juan. Stops. Pops. Of the rim, front of the rim, no good, out of bounds. It'll go with Archbishop Carroll here at Cardinal O'Hara High School.
They got a stop there. They needed a stop. They got another one.
Left to right again.
I'll give you a crazy stat next time down the floor, Dave.
This is Burkett, right of the key, Little for three. Yes.
Oh my.
Nymeer Little has four. He's a junior. It's 12-10. Bonner Prendy down low for Ingraham. Getting it out now. Here's Rodriguez for three. Too strong. Ingraham, offensive rebound. Yes. Tariq Ingraham off the glass. 4-2. Left to right. Archbishop Carroll coming back to the basket. Taken away by Watson. But they say he was out of bounds.
Oh, no.
Tyrese Watson, baby. We saw him as a sophomore last year. As you like to say, Michael and Pete, boy.
He was in the air, though. See, he was in the air when he threw the ball in bounds. That was a bad call. By the way, so far, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 baskets by Bonner Prendy. 0 by Isaiah Wong.
Peretta guarding Luke House. Down low, Kettner. And he's going to be called for traveling, I do believe.
A foul. Yeah, but I agree with that. I mean, he's hit the ball 3 times in the paint, Kettner. Is it so physical? And now these guys are District 1 officials, by the way. District 12. They're local officials.
Ingraham.
But they know the game is played. Remember on Wednesday night, it was so physical that it go? I thought every time so far. I mean, I think it's been hand-to-hand combat.
2:27 to go in the first quarter. 4A, boys basketball, state quarterfinals. Two Catholic League teams from Delaware County, Philadelphia. Catholic League going out. Driving to the basket, missing the short shot.
Strong.
House, but he follows. Boy, he is strong, man. Luke House has 6. 14-12. 2-point lead. Bonner Prendy. 2:10 to go. First quarter. Here's Isaiah Wong, Miami University recruit. Top of the key. Left of the key, Rodriguez. He's going to fire a 3 ball. He's got it again. And he looks at the crowd.
Sure he did.
5 points for Rodriguez. Archbishop Carroll comes back. House between the circles. House, Lettner, 17-footer straight away, no good. Rebound, Watson. Tyrese Watson across the timeline. Pass down low for Ingraham. Left block, gets it out to Rodriguez again.
Oh, boy.
He loves it. He is fired up. And he has 8 points. Donovan Rodriguez. who is only a junior. Bonner up by 8. Bonner Prendy, 20-12, 1:16 to go, first quarter. And Carroll's got to fight back,
but now. Dave, they got to move more. They're very stationary, Carroll. But I'm moving well at all.
Foul off the ball.
It was. Peretta held.
It's going to be Peretta. I tell you, I have a question. Why are the Bonner fans crazier than the Carroll fans? Have you noticed that? Just the roar.
Maybe the Carroll fans are home studying. Possible.
And maybe Carroll is spoiled by being this far so many times. 9 times state quarter.
Bonner Prentice is going to be much better offensively.
That's a travel offensive foul.
How about that? That's Ingraham, 6'8", taking a charge, guys. I love it. Love it. Take the heat, big man.
Number one on House of Archbishop Carroll.
And House bounced about 2 feet back after he hit him.
He did, and I felt a little tremor, by the way.
106.4. Yeah, absolutely. 106, now coming up right now, last minute to play in the first period. I do my Lou Nolan.
I love it.
Flyer PA announcer impression there. So three, slowing it up here, guys.
3-2.
High
3-2 set.
Out high, Donovan Rodriguez, guarded by, looks like he's guarded by House.
But Kettner's staying in the lane, so they're not going to drive until the last 10 seconds.
Quick first quarter, good stuff. Rodriguez still dribbling it out high, top of the key. Left hand, right hand, left of the key now, down to 27 seconds in the
House
quarter.
House is trying to get a count, but he's not close enough.
Here at Cardinal O'Hara High School, Springfield, 20 seconds ago, first quarter. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Andrew, Mike, and Peter down to 15 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Bonner's going to go for the final shot. Very good discipline. Very good basketball, mm-hmm. Like we saw the other night. Ingraham, he can make that, folks. He misses it too strong from the top of the key at the buzzer. Lay it up. I think it's going to count. I think it's going to count.
Let's I don't see. Think it should. Oh, boy.
I think it is. Yes. 2 points, reverse layup. Offensive rebound at the buzzer by Tyrese Watson. In the college level, pro level, they would review it. But after one quarter of play, 4A state quarterfinals, boys hoops. It's a 10-point lead for Bonner Prendy over Carroll. DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Boy, that was a tremendous first quarter. Bonner up by 10, 22-12 over Archbishop Carroll, 4A state quarterfinals boys basketball here at O'Hara. I'm dying for some scores here, Andrew.
Quick update, Neshaminy Girls lead Cardinal O'Hara 40-31 with 1:59 to go in the game. Lower Moreland still leads Scranton Prep 60-54 with 45 seconds to go in the game.
What an amazing story that is.
Real quick here, David.
Real quick. Here
Bonner,
rebounds. 6-2, Prendy.
Bonner Prendy shot 9 for 13 that quarter. 4 for 6 beyond the arc. And Isaiah Wong, how many points does he have, Mike? Guess how many?
I have Isaiah for a total of nothing. Here's Bonner. They score right away here. Beginning the second quarter on the short floater for the right side.
And a steal.
Tariq Ingraham. Here's a steal. Peretta for three. Boot. Oh, I thought he was going to make it. In and out. Rebound Wong.
Oh, my.
Not a good start here in the second. Go reverse. Layup. Miami University recruit is good. And we have a timeout on the floor. 7:25 to go in the second quarter. It's now a 14-point lead for Bonner Prendy. We'll take a break. Is that okay, Mike, here?
Whew.
I need to catch my breath. We all do. 4A state quarterfinals never sounded so good. DelcoHoops.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Early here, second quarter, 4A state quarterfinals, boys basketball, PIAA style, Bonner-Prendy, a 14-point lead over Archbishop Carroll. Pete, I know you some other things you want to mention over there.
Well, I was just talking about the rebounds. Bonner-Prendy, 6, Archbishop Carroll, 3. Turnovers, not much of anything. Bonner, 2. One for Carroll, and fouls, 4-2 in favor of Bonner-Prendy.
But that was a brutal opening second quarter. Yes. I mean, you know, it just, I don't know what Carroll was doing, but they just gave the ball up. I think it was 2 turnovers and couldn't rebound, and that was a good timeout for Carroll.
Put together, let's hope so. Ingraham's playing bully ball down low. He's a big boy, and he just bullied his way for 2 points, and then he's got 3 open shots.
Archbishop Carroll with the ball following the timeout, trailing by 14. Driving to the basket is Kyle Mack, 6'2 senior. He's like fouled. It. Ball's knocked away. I think it's going to be on the floor. Team foul number 5 on Bonner-Prendy here in the first half. And the personal is on number 5. And what do we have out high? Another foul. That's going to be...
That's 2-on-1.
Yeah, it is. Number 2-on-1. Who's the previous foul on, guys?
That ain't right.
It is number 5, Chris Haynes. 16 fouls on Bonner.
Well, I said, you know what? They're down by 14 points, but what we need to get back in this game is to sort of attack the rim and get to the foul line and kind of slow it down a little bit.
Well, they got to control the ball. I mean, what they just went through in the first part of the second quarter was terrible.
Looks like a zone now, though. 2-3 zone.
7-11 to go before halftime. Archbishop Carroll with the ball. Left of the key, Mack. Near wing, Little. Down low, Kettner. He spins against Ingraham. Up with the left hand, got it.
That was a foul, is right.
Tyree Kettner. 6'7 junior for 2. He's a Division I player. 3 ball from the left side is blocked. Yeah. Got his shot blocked in there, didn't he? And now coming all the way back is
Carroll. Well done.
Lays it up and in, number 3, Nymir Little.
That's what they're going to have to do to play. And now Bonner pulls a timeout.
30-second timeout. So we've got 6:33 to go in the second quarter. Huge crowd of Cardinal O'Hara High School. It's Bonner-Prendy, 26. Archbishop Carroll, 16. This is the 4A state quarterfinals on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
After the action here, find the timeout. Quick update.
Quickly, Andrew. 2 finals. Lower Moreland defeats Scranton Prep 65-58, and the Neshaminy girls wins 47-35 over O'Hara.
All right. Also, keep us up to date. Swarthmore men's basketball, Final 4, Division 3. Unbelievable. 6:21 to go here in quarter number 2. And Bonner-Prendy has the ball with a 10-point lead. What a turnaround shot. No by Tariq Ingraham. In and out. And the rebound by Luke House. But a travel. They call a travel there. So the ball will stay now with Bonner-Prendy. Checking in is number 24, Malik Edwards. 6'1 sophomore for Bonner. And number 25 checks in. A.J. Burnett for Bonner-Prendy, a 6'5 junior. It's going to reload every year now. They got this program going. Tough Philadelphia Catholic League.
I would have to say top league in the state of Pennsylvania, and one of the tops in the country, obviously. All right, weaving it around out high. Rodriguez gives it now to Burnett. Down low, shot is blocked in there. Watson wants a foul. He was down low.
It was a foul.
Didn't get the call. Only two team fouls on Archbishop Carrick. That's an NBA three. Up back of the rim, no good by House. And a strong rebound by the young fella, number 25, A.J. Burnett. And there is a foul. I think they're going to call that number two, guys, Mac.
Yes.
For Archbishop Carroll, it's Bonner Prendy basketball. 5:33 to go, second quarter. It's kind of slowed up.
Number four was the call.
Oh, they called number. That's number two on Kettner then.
Coach Funson wasn't real happy with that non call down there.
Malik Edwards, 6'1 sophomore, great young talent. Bonner Prendy in the white uniforms with the brown trim and red uniforms, white trim, Archbishop Carroll. Rodriguez, he just said, I'm going to make everything tonight, but you know what? That was an air ball. Too strong. Forced it up. Rebound by Kettner. Kettner gets it from layup. Good and a foul.
Big man.
What an athlete. Tyree Kettner for Archbishop Carroll. He has four in this quarter. 6'7" junior.
That was impressive, though. They ran a little transition. They threw it to him trailing.
Foul on 25.
And the personal is on A.J. Burnett of Bonner. Team foul number seven on them. Only three on Archbishop Carroll. Lead is 26-18 now.
He also shot that with his right hand, David. He finished with his right hand in traffic.
What a touch by Kettner.
Now, since that brutal first few seconds of the second quarter, they've not scored.
They've stabilized.
Bonner Prendy has not been able to score.
5 minutes ago, second quarter. 7-point lead, Bonner Prendy. Watson between the circles. Packed house. Cardinal O'Hara High School. They're going to be hosting some games tomorrow, Saturday. Nice. To the basket, layup. No good. Great defense in there. But the ball's knocked out of bounds.
It's funny. It stays with Bonner Prendy. But Juan went out with his two fouls. Since that point, they have nothing offensively.
Ingraham back into the game for Bonner. Also, James Weldy, 6'3 sophomore for Bonner Prendy.
Quick update from the Division III Final Four. Swarthmore leads 50-44, 10.5 to go in the game.
Too much time. Here's Wong to the basket. Layup, no good. Offensive rebound, Wong, good. And a foul. Number 21, Miami recruit, 6'3 senior Isaiah Wong, playing with two fouls. 4 points for him. 9-point lead, Bonner Prendy. 4:36 to go, second quarter.
I think someone from Carroll's got to try and step in.
Fouls on number two, Archbishop Carroll.
I think someone's going to try and step in, though. When he tries to attack the rim like that, they get his third foul here, Dave, in the second quarter. It'd be a huge momentum swing.
First on Kyle Mack. Rims out, no good. And the rebound taken by Anquan Hill. Here's a three ball. Carroll in and out, battling for the rebound. I like that Hill, number 35 for Carroll.
Yes.
He's only a 10th grader, but the rebound to Bonner Prendy. Wong, here's Peretta. That's his shot. He'll make it all night long. It's a three ball for Michael Peretta.
Lost him in transition.
A pure shooter, solid Division III kid, I think. Which is no shame there. There's a turnover by Carroll, and then almost a turnover by Bonner Prendy. Ball's out of bounds at the other end of the court, and last touch. A little out of control
Carroll's
there.
Last two possessions, they ran down the floor, turned it over once, and took a quick three. They cannot beat a good quality Bonner Prendy team doing this. A
couple of fans to our left. They really must be pretty close to Kettner talking to him, and Tyree talking to them. We're a caddy corner here. Three ball, that's going to be a tough shot to make.
What are they doing?
Yeah, it's not a good shot. In and out,
no good.
You
don't take shots like that when you're down by...
It's the third straight possession. That made no sense.
Stop. I love the stop and pop, but it's no good. No. Battling for the rebound. I think it's going to be a push-off on Archbishop Carroll. Underneath, it is.
It's such a low percentage shot. You need to keep your possessions. You need to set, and you need to drive to the paint.
A couple things. Also, Mike, they're already in the penalty. They already have 17 fouls here with under 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Every contact they draw is foul shots. So they've pulled up the last three times. Have been wasted possessions.
True, too.
For Carroll, it's going to
force the foul.
Anquan Hill, the personal for Carroll. 3:43 to go, second quarter. Bonner Prendy with the ball at a 12-point lead, 31-19. Watson left side. Now Weldy Here, that's a tough shot by trying to fire it up. Peretta's shot is blocked. I think House got it. And he's going to come back into the lane. Dipsy-Doo shot, no good. Good hustle by Kettner, but the ball goes out of bounds. And then
he attacked the rim there, but even that was a tough contested shot. They haven't run anything really offensively. They're out of kilter. They closed it within what, Dave? About 6 points or 8 points?
Yeah, but right. they're racing down the field, taking their shots, taking the 3 points. Set it up.
If things go poorly, they're going to look back to that 3 minute stretch and say, guess what? It really hurt.
Bonner Prendy with the ball, right to left. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. What a pass. Two handed slam by Tariq Ingraham from Isaiah Wong. What a pass by Wong Ingraham, the 6'9 senior, flushed it. It's now 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Bonner Prendy up by 14 in the state quarterfinal game. PIAA boys basketball featuring two Philadelphia Catholic League teams. They weave the ball around Carroll. 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Stop. Pop. That's going to be off back of the rim. Off of Carroll.
Oh, he blew it.
Tyree Kettner and his fans right to our left. Disagree, okay. But it's back to Bonner.
He missed the call, but again, it was a fadeaway 15-footer, Michael. That's not the shot you want, I don't think.
I think you got to set it up and try to go into the paint. You know, make a play.
Wong, top of the key, crossover. Wong, it's a little bit too much right there. Ball's on the floor, steal. Archbishop Carroll. Here they come back. Penetrates to the basket, good, and a foul. Basket good by Kyle Mack. Very impressive shot there by the 6'2 senior.
That was a little quick, but it's what they need to do. Draw the foul.
He took the Euro step and he went in hard right to the rim. He got fouled. So that's a different shot, Mike. That's an attacking the rim off a jump stop.
That's 18 fouls here in the first half on Bonner Prendy. We have a timeout. Let's take a break. 2:21 to go. First half. Bonner Prendy 33. Archbishop Carroll 21. State quarterfinals on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Second quarter, 2:21 to go, 33-21. Bonner Prendy by 12. Quick score update with Andrew.
Halftime update from Madison Square Garden. Villanova trails Xavier 34-28.
Let's go Villanova. How about, hey, you guys, I know you're shocked about Abington with the Villanova recruit getting knocked out by Penridge. Here's the free throw. Yes. Falls in. Kyle Mack has 3 in the quarter, 5 for the game. 2:18 to go, second quarter. The lead down to 11 for Bonner Prendy. Watson right of the key. Man-to-man defense. Peretta left of the key. Down low, left block, Ingraham. Out to Watson, left of the key. You're right, Mark. They really should try to slow it up, Ed Michael. But there's a wide open 3 ball by no good by Weldy, and a strong rebound by House of Archbishop Carroll. Left wing corner. Out the House between the circles. Guarded by Peretta. Right at the key, Mack.
That's it.
Down low, Kettner. Against Ingraham. Spins. Shot is blocked. Great defense. And a ball was taken by Archbishop Carroll, then stolen away by Watson. And here comes Bonner Prendy. All the way to the basket. Weldy lays it up and in. Number 34, 6'3", good-looking 10th grader, James Weldy. And Bonner Prendy's up by 13, 35-22, 1:16 to go. In the second quarter from Cardinal O'Hara High School, Springfield.
I like that. They're trying to get the ball in the Kettner down low. We admit to some pump fakes. He's going to try it again.
Kettner turns, fires, no good. Ingraham again, tremendous defense. Here's Bonner. Kettner's on the floor now. He gets up. There's Wong, and he's fouled, penetrating towards the basket. Team foul number 6, so non-shooting on Archbishop Carroll. No shooting situation
here. He's asking for a sub, but he's playing some great defense down there, isn't he? It's nice to be 6'8" and just sitting there, and guess what? They don't get pushed around and bullied around in the paint.
foul on Archbishop Carroll's number three, guys. Nymir Little, his first. Team foul number six. So 53 seconds ago. Don't be surprised to see Bonner Prendy go for the final shot here. What a night for Delaware County boys basketball. And also college hoops. Swarthmore in the final four.
Oh,
well,
nice
they go
play.
The back door. And up as Rodriguez misses the shot. There's a tremendous recovery defense there by Archbishop Carroll. Ball's on the floor. And it's taken by... It's taken by Archbishop Carroll, and a timeout is called.
Little
push it and shove it. But timeout called by Carroll. They have the ball.
30-second timeout they're going to take.
Let's keep it right here, getting a little emotional. So once
by the way, what a great play to bounce. See it? They lobbed over the top, and they did a little stagger screen. And they got a wide-open layup out of it from Donovan Rodriguez. Just couldn't convert it.
Well, it was a great block. I mean, it's good defense down in the paint.
So the winner of this game will take on Lower Moreland, and that's located up in the Hatboro-Horsham area.
Right.
Coach Jordan, and what small public school, great job beating Scranton Prep, one of the top private schools historically up in the Scranton area.
Congratulations to them, but I got a feeling the winner of this game is going to be on a kind of collision course with Bishop McDevitt, one of your friends coaches there, I believe.
There's two Bishop McDevitts still alive. Yeah, Coach Gaffey, Bishop McDevitt, Harrisburg, 4A. Yeah, Andrew.
Update from the Swarthmore Men's Division III Final Four. Swarthmore leads it by 6, 52-46, 7:53 to go in the game.
Too much time. I wish it was 6 with like 7 seconds to go. Archbishop Carroll following a timeout. Boys Hoop State Quarterfinals 4A level. And they bring the ball up left to right. Far wing.
They're in a zone.
House, left wing corner, three ball, rims out, no good. Ingraham the rebound, and now, wisely, the Friars, Bonner Prendy will go for the
way,
final
way
shot.
Way too fast of a shot.
I agree,
way too
Michael.
Far, and now you're going to give Bonner Prendy the last shot.
Watson, well, I like his game. Liked it last year as a sophomore. Tyrese Watson,
silly
there's
foul.
A push. That's a shooting situation. 1-1, not liking it, and that's number two on night. Nymir Little.
Well, Watson played it smart. He was getting some contact and he acted it out a little bit, but you can't have your hands on the guy 40 feet from the basket.
So Watson shooting 1-1.
This Bonner Prendy team is very impressive.
13-point lead Bonner. Free throw wide to the right. Rebound Carroll. 10 seconds to go. So the lead could have been up as high as 15, but not so much. Three ball from the left wing corner, not even close, and an over-the-back foul. And 1-1 again. And that's going to be on again. Three fouls on Nymir Little of Archbishop Carroll.
Well, we mentioned before the game about basketball IQ and about knowing time and score. I feel like for whatever reason, Carroll's a little disjointed this first half. They've made a lot of quick shots, a lot of, you know, sometimes it's the pressure of the moment, but they play on this court before. They played Bonner Prendy before. I thought they have a little more, I guess, wherewithal. It feels like they're disjointed, a little bit out of whack.
Free throw up and good.
And they're going to find themselves down 15 points, possibly.
Exactly. Tyrese Watson. Yeah, Mark, hopefully McDevitt can beat Imhotep tonight. Yeah, I'm rooting for McDevitt, Coach Gaffey. And that game is, what time's that? I can't see.
6:30.
So maybe Andrew can scour a score for that one. Free throw good again. We're down to 1 second, and that is going to be it. We go to halftime, and Bonner Prendy looking very impressive as they lead Archbishop Carroll 37-22 at the break. It's never sounded so good. It's the 4A boys basketball state quarterfinals from O'Hara High School in Springfield, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Well, we're guaranteed to have at least one Delaware County boys high school basketball team on Monday night in the state semis, hopefully two with Sun Valley, because right now in the 4A bracket state quarterfinals, Bonner, Prendy, and Archbishop Carroll, both from Delaware County, even though they're in the Philadelphia Catholic League, going at it. And at halftime, it's 37-22. Good start. Good first half for Bonner Prendy. Andrew?
Update from the Imhotep-Bishop McDevitt game. Imhotep leads 34-20 at the half.
And that is a tremendous Bishop McDevitt team. So Imhotep is waiting in the wings. Winner of this game on Monday night will play Lower Moreland somewhere in this area. Yes, Andrew.
Also in 5A, Mars leads Meadville 27-23 at the half.
Mars was a team that lost to Abington Heights in the 5A state championship last year. Rob Carmody going to Notre Dame, but George Tinsley was unbelievable in that game. And so, yeah, there you have it, folks. You also have Lower Dolphin, coached by my buddies from Steelton in the other 5A state quarterfinal, taking on John Calipari's alma mater, Moon. So Moon and Mars. Well, those programs are on a roll. It's suburban Pittsburgh, and it's a hard scrabble area, baby.
You're right.
They play in the Galactic League, right?
Yeah. Well, last year was the Comets taking on the Mars Planets. It was the Comets and Planets, and I put on my Facebook page, what a great game for astrologists.
It was. I'm glad we mentioned all the planets.
Yeah, I'm going to take a little water break here, guys.
All right, let me just jump in. Some numbers. Bonner Prenny, 15 for 29 that half, 5 for 12 from beyond the arc. Archbishop Carroll, 8 for 23 I have, Andrew, 32%, 1 for 6 from beyond the arc. Good news for Archbishop Carroll fans. Wong only shot 2 for 5, 4 points. Is that we have 4 points for him, Andrew? For Wong?
Yeah, I've got 4 for Wong tonight.
So I would say that's a good... Before the game, I said they had to stop Wong. They stopped Wong, 4 points.
Yeah,
fantastic defense. Bad news for Carroll. Their top two guys. House shot 1 for 7, including a couple forces. Kettner inside shot 3 for 9. Combine those two top players for Carroll, 4 for 16. So you play it, you know, good news, bad news in the Carroll locker room. My take on what right now, what Frambo's telling his kids, they have to be patient. If they throw 3, 4, 5, 6 passes, it's okay. I think they had a bunch of possessions there with no passes or one pass, and do what I call just take a settling shot, a quick three or a fadeaway 15-footer, stuff that's not going to get done against a good team like this, part one. And part two, and I'll throw it to you, Michael, I don't know if they can compete with Ingraham in the basket in the paint area. Well, around the rim, he's dynamite. Kettner is trying his best to get the ball and make some moves. I'd rather see Kettner come out and do some high screens. Pull Ingraham away from the basket. It might allow for some driving lanes for the Carroll kids to sort of get to the rim and draw some contact, which they were successful on for much of that first half.
Carroll is suffering from Superman syndrome. Each of those players thinks they're going to win the game by themselves. You're seeing these guys who are saying, we're down by a lot. We got to make it up. I'm going to go down there and make the basket. And, of course, each individual is thinking that. And rather than work as a team, they're coming down trying to do it all, jump it in. And, you know, those three-point shots, some of them really long through. That's ridiculous. You know, if you can't penetrate, if you have no alternatives left, you know, that's a shot you make.
Well,
but to think that you're going to be dropping 30-foot three-point shots out there is just kind of crazy.
And I tell my kids all the time, I say, guess what? That shot, Mike, they're taking that quick 22-footer. You can get that shot anytime you want. You can throw the ball inside. You can do some screen and roll action. You can dribble and kick out action.
They're not showing confidence in their teammates.
They're not. And they have to know. They know about Bonner Prendy's defense. They know what they're up against. So I would just simply say, maybe pull Ingram away from the basket a little bit. I think Cal had some success. They decided to a couple euro steps and a couple hard takes to the rim. I think they could pull him out, some more screening, some more motion. They don't move much. Bonner Prendy's offense impresses me more. There's a lot more motion to their offense, a lot more side screens. There's some stagger screens. There's some flex cuts. So Bonner Prendy's doing a lot of good things.
The reality is if Archbishop Carroll does what it's supposed to do, which is to drive to the paint, pass the ball around, play as a unit, and you lose, then you lose. But I can almost guarantee you that unless a miracle happens and your three-point shots all start dropping like rain, which is not going to happen, you have no chance. And that's what I'd be telling them as a coach.
I agree. And then I guess lastly, one thing that Coach Downer made an adjustment on last game with Laura Marion and Roman Catholic, when they go try and double-team Ingram down low, Ingram just is so big, he can just over the top and they kick it out for a wide open jump shot. I would take my chances right now and play straight up man-to-man and hope Kettner can body up Ingram and force him into a tough 4 or 6-footer.
All right, well, here we are, halftime. We've got 2 minutes left for the game to start. It is Bonner Prendy 37, Archbishop Carroll is 22. We'll be back in just a little bit with the second half of this game. Stay tuned.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky of Century 21 Executive Group can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's championship basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Joanna Slosky, Century 21 Executive Group. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor Girls basketball coach Mark Jordan, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
And that halftime went fast. It's 37-22 here. State tournament, 4A, the quarterfinals. Getting ready for the third quarter. 15-point lead for Bonner Prendy. Pete.
Yeah, Mark and Dave, a couple stats here. Bonner Prendy, 15 rebounds. Ingram has 7 rebounds, 4 of them off the offensive glass. We have 9 rebounds for Archbishop Carroll. A very well-played game with turnovers. Each team has 4 turnovers. But the big thing, I think, is Ingram, I have him with 1 foul. As long as he's out of foul trouble, and he can stay under the basket, Carroll's going to have a hard time.
All right, Andrew.
Quick update from Bethlehem with the game between Sun Valley and Abington Heights. Sun Valley down 13-18 early. Five of the first eight baskets made were threes.
18-13, you say?
18-13, Abington Heights early.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll see.
Big 2 minutes here, David.
Yeah, beginning of the third quarter. Here we go. Archbishop Carroll right to left with the ball. Down by 15 against Bonner Prendy. Forces up a three. Partially blocked. Wong gets it. Left side. Goes to the basket. Forces it up. Blocked from behind. Out of bounds. Last touch by Archbishop Carroll. Getting a little heated out there.
Well, yeah, but again, they start with a guard screen. They just simply switched on it, and they blocked the three-pointer, Mike. We just discussed this, that we have better shots to take.
Watson to inbound for Bonner Prendy. Ingraham for three. Banks it home. Maybe it's their night. Trying to get back to the state semis for the second straight year.
It may be Bonner Prendy's night, but Carroll's got to play better, smarter basketball.
He banked that shot.
One of the fans frustrated a Carroll fan. They got to get the ball to Tyree Kettner more. House drives to the basket. Shot, no, but a foul. Two shots
again
for number four, Tyree. Is it Luke House? Yeah, it's Luke House will go to the line.
Again, though, but that was a great attack of the rim. He went right by Peretta and took it right to the big man, which I love. It was a foul on the big man.
So at the line, number 14, Luke House, 6'4", senior. Mark, anything about his recruiting situation?
I do not.
But he's definitely a baller, D2,
D3. Yeah, he has a good game. Something that Mike said. I think he's trying to do a little too much. Yeah, I missed that one. I think he's trying to do a little too much and too soon. It's not like there's a 10-second shot clock. They have time to sort of work it around and attack these guys.
They're playing like they're in a panic.
A little bit. I agree with that.
He makes one of two. Does House.
Wet spot.
He's a brick. House. All right, so we have 7:13 to go in the third quarter. Moisture on the floor, yes. 40-23. 17-point lead.
Dave,
for Bonner Prendy.
Dave, this might be our last game. I want to tell you one thing, sincerely. If loving you is right, I don't want to be wrong.
Some great music out there.
I know.
Yes, Andrew, fire away.
Update from the Division III Final Four. Swarthmore leads 65-58. 2 minutes to go.
Love it. Love
when is the last time? Yeah, we're back to the action here. But, yeah, it's been a long time. Long time. Team from this area made the final.
Good for them.
State National Championship College Basketball 3A. Be at top of the key now. Donovan Rodriguez, easy layup. Drives to the basket for two. The winner of this game takes on Lower Moreland. Small school up in the Hatboro-Horsham area. Driving Kettner to the basket. Great defense again. Ingraham. Last touch by Ingraham. And out of bounds. 6:43 to go in the third.
Kettner's got his hands full. Ingraham is such a big body.
19-point lead for Bonner. Kettner lays it up and in. Tyree Kettner, late great father Larry proud from up above.
Boy.
There's a turnaround shot in the lane. Hits the back of the rim and rolls in for Isaiah Wong, Miami University recruit.
Also a lucky shot. See it? Hit the back of the rim. Fell in.
Archbishop Carroll trying to dunk the ball. Blocked by Ingraham. Watson comes back. That's a turnover. I don't know why he did that. You can't be doing... You know, you have a 19-point lead, guys. 44-25, Bonner Prendy. And you can't be doing stuff like that. You just want to go to the basket.
If you're Bonner Prendy, you can't because you got a 19-point lead.
That's pretty funny. Wow. And you also can't be trying to dunk when you're 6'2" over 6'8", which is never a good sign.
It looked impressive, though. Very athletic is that Kyle Mack.
Yeah, but he jumped from 10 feet away.
I hear you. And a foul... Silly. Off the ball on the inbounds pass. It's Archbishop Carroll with the ball. First-year head coach Francis Bowe. First-year head coach Bonner Prendy. Kevin Funston. Coming out of the game is Rodriguez. Inbounding the ball. Anquan Hill. 6'8", sophomore. Archbishop Carroll. Gets it in the house. House guarded by Michael Peretta. Abingdon Heights, the team that knocked out in the 5A semifinals last year, Bonner. Stopping, short. Popping, short. Carroll misses the shot. Wong
What a move to the basket.
Forget it. My goodness.
Lays it up and in. Describe that, Mark. Even you couldn't do that.
Yeah, he's a little faster than you are, and his jump cut is ridiculous.
Yeah,
so how's that?
Very impressive. And you hear people say, hey, he's overrated. He's not going to be a good player in Miami. Yeah, right. We've seen it a million times. All right, number 14 is House. It's a 21-point lead for Bonner. Forces it up again. House, back of the rim, no good. Ingraham is an animal on the boards, and he is fouled by Hill, Anquan Hill of Archbishop Carroll.
At this stage of the game, obviously this is going to be Carroll's game plan. Get as many points as you can, as quickly as you can.
Similar.
And everybody take it down themselves.
Well, it's been their game plan since the second quarter, Mike. They haven't really
But I would have thought they would come out of the half saying, okay, guys,
exactly,
we've got to get back to basketball.
And the other bracket, 4A out west, Imhotep and McDevitt are going at it. He said Imhotep was up big in that game in the third quarter, 15 points, I believe, Andrew. And out west, legendary Newcastle and Hickory, 4A. Six, the biggest schools in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Peretta down low.
Mismatch,
Ingraham.
Mismatch.
What a move. What a move by Tariq Ingraham. Wow. Maybe tonight we can get a post-game interview, guys.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed
Hill,
that.
Sophomore, he must have given him up 60 pounds.
Tariq is a favorite right now. And a very, very nice kid. Nice move to the basket. Carroll, they missed the shot. Offensive rebound up. Ingraham blocks it again. Underneath the basket, Mack.
Kick it out.
Layup is partially blocked out of bounds. Again, Ingraham is a major, major
He's
force.
He's a big force in there. And give Mack some credit, but he took two shots again. How big is Mack? Mack's 6 foot two, and he's 6 foot eight. That's not going to work.
Mack the knife. 4:51 to go. Third quarter.
They got to get Ingraham away from the basket.
And we got a foul.
Oh, my gosh. He called that right in front of the referee.
And it's going to be on Bonner, right? No. Yeah. It's going to be.
It's on Bonner Prendy, but there's a referee literally 4 feet from that play who didn't call the foul. And the guy from half court, official, came in and called it.
So Archbishop Carroll whipped the ball down by 23. Layup is good and a foul by Luke House for
Okay, tax the rim.
Carroll.
I love that.
House has three in the quarter, 9 for the game.
Next time they have the ball, David, watch. Anquan Hill's in there, a sophomore forward. I want to see him come above the top of the key. Bring Ingraham way out, 20 feet out away from the basket. Set a few high ball screens for some guys, Dave. Yes?
Bonner. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you all the time. Most of the time.
Here's $5. Thanks.
I could use it. 48-27. Bonner by 21. House can make it a 20-point game. Up and good. And 48-28. Full court pressure, but Bonner should have no trouble with that, with the guards they have. There's Weldy. He's a good ball player. Oh, that's Malik. Oh, I'm sorry. Malik.
Send it in.
A dish out high.
Send it in.
Yes. Flying to the basket, Isaiah Wong. And boy, did he get up. Six in the quarter, 10 for the game, 4:21 to go. Third quarter, state quarterfinals, 4A level. Bonner in control by 22.
Nice.
And we've got a reach and foul. Actually, a hold as driving to the basket. The basket was Hill for Archbishop Carroll. He'll go to the line shooting two.
Good for him. Did you see what he did, though? He caught the ball top of the key. Ingraham came out the guard. I mean, he went right by him, and he got pretty much bullied up. He got beat up and knocked to the floor.
Hill's only a 10th grader. And he'll go to the line shooting, too. 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Five team fouls. Bonner committed most of the fouls here. 5 on Bonner, 1 on Carroll. And the free throw is good by Anquan Hill.
They're leading him in one big stat. In the foul line, this is their 5th trip this quarter. They have more foul shots attempted and made than Bonner Prendy.
The state semifinals will be Monday and Tuesday, and then the state finals Thursday, Friday, Saturday out at the Giant Center in Hershey.
And we're going to take a look into whether there's a semifinal game we can do. Check the websites, we'll let you know.
Yes, I will be available on Monday. 35 is Hill, makes 2.
Uh-oh, watch it again.
Pass underneath.
Oh, he walked.
3 ball, left wing corner, back of the rim, no good. There's Peretta with the rebound. Michael, good job in there for Bonner Prendy, and he gets it high to Wong. Checking into the game is Sean Simmons. He's a freshman guy, 6'3", ninth grader. Keep an eye on him. I heard a lot of great things about him. Wong, crossover, 3 ball, no but a foul. It's on House.
That's a
his second team foul
House.
Number 2, and going to the line shooting 3 is Isaiah Wong. How about the talent
not only the last two games, Guy, with the Catholic League teams from Philly, but all around, even the public schools, big-time stuff.
It's impressive. These boys play year-round basketball.
Yeah. I love the crossover athletes.
I agree, too.
I don't know how many baseball players Carroll has out there.
Not many.
It seems like the Philadelphia Catholic has a lot of one-sport athletes.
Yes, they do.
Let's go to you, Andrew, for an update.
Quick updates around the state of Pennsylvania. In the girls' 6A quarterfinals, Garnet Valley and Council Rock North are tied at 7. Sun Valley trails Abington Heights after 120-12. In the 5A, also in 5A, Mars leads Meadville 46-41 after 3. Imhotep leads 52-37 after 3 quarters.
Darn it.
In 4A, Hickory and Newcastle, Hickory leads by 3, 37-34, 3:59 to go in the game.
Free throw, yep.
In the third.
Hickory, what was the score, Hickory?
37-34, Hickory.
Make
them
check
Newcastle.
It for the cheap seats. Right, yeah. Andrew?
So Wong's at the line, right, guys?
Yes.
For 3, he makes the first, and I would bet you a lot of money he's going to make both. He's like Vinny D'Angelo, nothing but net. And they're going to need that from Vinny tonight,
David,
down by 8 after
David,
one.
Gambling is illegal, and I never slice.
There you go.
That being said, I mean, it was a tough matchup for House. House is going to go one-on-one, 30 feet from the basket with Wong. So he's going to need help, you know, 1v1 on Wong for sure. They contained him for a long time. And
Swish.
Now he's getting off.
Wong, 6'3", senior.
What's that, 9 points this quarter?
I've got him for 9, yes. Driving to the basket, foul on the floor. That's 16 fouls on Bonner. Bonner Prendy, 3:45 to go, third quarter, and they're up by 23 points. I'll never forget with Newcastle. Yeah, I'll get Mike.
I was going to say, no attempt by Carroll to set anything up. No attempt to look at the defense. No attempt to move. You know, one guy, I'm going to march it down the court and throw it up in the basket.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, the only positive there, Michael, was that at least he attacked the rim, though. He attacked the rim and got a foul. They have 16 fouls with halfway through the third quarter. They're going to shoot a lot of foul shots in the next 12 minutes.
Every shot, contesting everything out there is Bonner Prendy.
And they're down by
23. There it is. It's a foul again. It's 1-1.
So it's 1-1.
So, I mean, that part of the game plan I like. I like the driving and getting some contact now. But again, they took too many poor shots, a.k.a. jump shots or fadeaways, early in that.
And they're giving up the ball because they're not making the offensive rebounds. I mean, they've got to be able to look at this and say, look, if our shots don't go in on the attempt, we're not getting the ball back.
At the line for Archbishop Carroll, 1-1 is Nymir Little. It's good on the first with 7. I'll never forget that 5 years ago, 2014 state final. Newcastle beating LaSalle College in the 4A state championship. Real quick, Andrew, a free throw here.
Xavier leads Villanova 45-41, 11:06 to go in the game. St. Joe's trails by 2 with 3:05 to go, 60-58.
And a foul off the ball as the second free throw was missed. And Bonner Prendy flying back the Friars.
How fast is Wong? Wong got down the floor in about 3 seconds, and they had to grab him so he didn't get a layup.
Could be a track star.
Yes, he could.
Well, I would imagine. I mean, speed. A lot of great athleticism out there. I would think a lot of these guys would like to do some track.
Kettner and Ingraham are going body to body right now.
3:31 to go in the third.
Look at it, the big boys.
53-31. Bonner Prendy, and they have the ball in the 4A state quarterfinals.
Oh my God.
Firing is Wong in and out, battling for that ball. House gets it for Archbishop Carroll. And like Lower Marion the other night against Roman, they're just going to have to fire up some threes. Knocked away from behind. Watson the Wong. Wong pass. Gets it to his teammate Edwards, and Edwards out the Wong, who's probably going to make that shot. Oh, he misses a wide open three. Watson the rebound, but stolen away by House. Now flying back, Archbishop Carroll. Good move to the basket. Lay it up and in by Nymir Little, who has 3 in the quarter, 9 for the game. Stopping Edwards, popping back
shot.
Rim, no good. Kettner the rebound. Kettner to Little. Back they come, flying to the basket.
Oops.
Tries a two-handed jam. Kyle Mack can jump.
Did it go in?
It did not go in, but he got fouled.
And did a little chin up on the rim. I like it.
Yeah, he can't call it technical because it's protection.
No.
2:44 to go in the third. Team foul number 8 on Bonner Prendy and timeout. 2:44 to go, third quarter. It's boys high school basketball, the 4A state quarterfinals. from O'Hara. Here in Springfield, never sounded so good. Bonner by 20. DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, 2:44 to go, third quarter, 20-point lead, Bonner-Prendi State playoff game, and looks like Swarthmore College men's basketball Division III going to the national championship game.
That is confirmed. They are going to the national championship game, defeating Christopher Newport 70-63.
I think Cabrini went, Mark, a couple, four or five years ago. I mean, that's impressive. Now
but
we got to win
the final
it.
Game, I agree. In fairness, Chris Newport was playing 1-on-5. He didn't bring his friends.
Stop.
Come on, Dave. That's good.
Mike, any comments on that joke? No? Okay. Shaking his head. At the line shooting is a Mac for two. Nymeer makes that one. 2:44 to go, third quarter, 53-34.
I don't think Coach Funston was too happy with that quick shot last time down.
Last we heard, defending 5A state champs Abington Heights leading Sun Valley by 8 after one quarter. Next free throw is good. They're the real deal, the Comets, defending state champs. They've beaten all kinds of teams. Athletic, Philadelphia Charter, Philadelphia Public, Del Valle. Driving to the basket, nice. Lay it up and in. From the left side is Malik Edwards.
Yeah,
and
boy,
he is only a 10th grader.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that was, but it was a pass and a layup is good by Archbishop Carroll. Kind of a mini alley-oop and put home by Kettner.
Mini reverse alley-oop.
Sweet.
Yeah. Rodriguez.
He's out of bounds.
That's some athleticism right now. Block foul, and Kettner don't like that.
My gosh.
That's going to be.
It doesn't matter. The player was out of bounds right in front of the referee, right in front of him, and he jumped up in that and they didn't call it.
2:11 to go, third quarter, 55-37, 18-point lead, Bonner-Prendi here in the again
you
third.
You got to reestablish your feet in bounds, David. You can't just jump out of bounds and just be in the air. He has to get.
You know what? I was wondering about that.
It's number three on Kettner, isn't it?
Oh. Still got. It's going to be a long third quarter.
No.
There's Edwards.
No.
Look at that move.
Oh, no.
Holy moly. Lays it up and in with a left hand. He looks like a Division I athlete.
I love it.
It's only a 6'2", up to only 6'2", 10th grader. 20-point lead, Bonner-Prendi again.
Oh, no,
got to hit some three balls. That's offensive foul. Forcing too much was little. That's four on him. Offensive foul on Archbishop Carroll.
Ingraham, I love his game, by the way. Takes two charges tonight, rebounds the ball, scores inside.
So 1:53 to go, third quarter, 57-37. 20-point lead, Bonner-Prendi. And Lower Moreland is waiting.
They're trying a little diamond full court press. I'm not hopeful here.
Rodriguez across the timeline. Left wing actually. Out to Watson. Crossover. Ingraham, left wing corner. And yeah, you have 18 fouls to 5. Bonner, Prendi. Trying to take the air out of the ball.
Yeah, they're trying to get a 1-on-1 attacking the rim.
It's amazing. Nanico, what, an 8-point lead at half against these guys the other night.
Wow, that's impressive.
Sometimes, yeah, you play, I don't care who you play, you're playing good competition, small school, small town or not. Driving to the basket and a foul out high, a little push and shove, and cooler heads will prevail. Watson is fouled, team foul number 6. Kyle Mack.
This could be a long fourth quarter, guys.
Yeah.
With foul shots.
Inbounding the ball, Watson.
Oh.
Top of the key, Peretta. Don't leave him open. 57-37. Bonner-Prendi. Reach and foul. A lot of frustration. Somebody's going to get teed up shortly here if they don't watch it.
It's going to get chippy. Because, I mean, they're obviously very familiar with each other. The kids know each other. You know, it's a rivalry game. And no one likes the game anything like this. No one likes a 20-point game. So, I think maybe you're right, David. Could get referees have to get under control here in this next minute 13 during this quarter.
Good news is on Monday, the 4A semifinal in the East will be in the pretty close to home here. There's the 1-1 situation. Up and no good. Out West is a different story in 4A. 109 to go. third quarter. Offensive foul, Kettner. Frustration.
100%.
And fans are frustrated.
Back to Mike's point, though.
Yeah.
Kettner's their center slash power forward. That offensive possession consisted of him getting the ball here at the foul line, dribbling basically 60 feet, and then putting an elbow out and knocking somebody over.
And committing a charge. Yeah, right. I mean, it's and so now he's got four fouls on him.
Bonner-Prendy with the ball. Imhotep will play either Newcastle or Hickory out west in 4A. That'll be out probably State College, Central PA. Peretta for three. Swish. Well, pretty much
a swish.
Pretty
close, yeah.
Peretta, who came very close to winning a state championship last year. Floater in the lane is good. That's by Hill. 4 points for Archbishop Carroll, sophomore, 6'8", Anquan Hill. Across the timeline, Watson, 30 seconds ago, and another foul. And that is going to be on, is that number 23, guys? Amiri Stort, the transfer from Chichester. Boy, good young talent there, 6'2", junior. And it'll be 1-1. Now, 19 fouls on Carroll.
I just said, we're going to be the double bonus both ways here in about 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, congratulations, Swarthmore men's basketball.
Yes.
That'd be a great game to cover, Mike. National championship game. When is that? Is that tomorrow or is that Sunday?
I'm sure that'll cost virtually nothing to cover.
Really? A lot of trap. The Midwest free throw is good on the 1-1 at the
where
line.
Where was the game at, Andrew?
Let's see. Who made that shot? Oh, there he is. Okay, screen up. Watson. Tyree says 10.
I presume.
It's out in Iowa, I believe. Makes one. Both. 29 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Bonner-Prendy up by 23 over Archbishop Carroll, 4A state quarterfinals. Three ball, long three, left of the key. No good, but a foul. The refs are calling just about everything here now.
Well, I think they have to. I know it sounds crazy in a 23-point game, but it's getting already kind of chippy, and it's the third quarter. And, you know, for a bunch of kids here, for Carroll, it's going to be their last game ever in high school uniform. So, I mean, I've been there many times in different sports where you get a little frustrated. But hopefully the referees keep it under control.
Missing the foul shot on the 1-1 offensive rebound, Archbishop Carroll. House is fouled again going to the basket. So 11.6 seconds to go, third quarter, a foul fest here. Bonner-Prendy up 62-39. And it'll be two shots now for Luke House. A couple fans in front of us are frustrated and they're
not
leaving.
Not happy, yep. They
said I've had enough. I guess enough. They're mad at the officials.
I think they're mad maybe at the style of basketball as well. I don't think they're happy.
I don't think
they're happy with the way Carroll played. And to get to this point, they had to play better basketball than they showed tonight.
And he misses another one, Luke.
Uh-huh. Better basketball strategy, yeah. I mean, Roman Catholic took on Lower Merion. Lower Merion played their hearts out and played well. It just wasn't well enough.
I agree.
Archbishop Carroll just shot themselves in the foot continuously.
Oh, no.
Down low, easy layup, number 34, James Weldy with four. Bonner-Prendy off to the state semis, unless there's a minor miracle here. A three ball from the right wing corner is good at the buzzer. And that was put in by Kyle Mack. Well, just similar to the Roman Catholic Lower Merion game the other night that we did on Delco Hoop. So we go to the fourth quarter. People start to filter out. You never know what could happen. It is a 20-point lead for Bonner. Prendy 62-42. We head to the fourth quarter. The 4A boys basketball state quarters, DelcoHoops.com.
Hey, Delco Hoops fans. Rich Placetti is your Delaware County lawyer. With his ties to the Philadelphia Catholic League and the Big Five, Rich has a lot in common with high school hoops fans. Call him with your legal needs, especially in the area of drunk driving defense and personal injury. He's been working for 35 years to protect people just like you, and he's asking for your business. Give him a call anytime, 24/7, at 610-308-6290. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Oh, man, a lot of people leaving here. It's Friday night, and, stranger things have happened, guys, but I don't know about tonight. After three, it's 64-40. 64-40 64 guys? Okay, I thought it was six. So it is 64 to 42. 22-point lead. Bonner Prendy over Archbishop Carroll. We head to the fourth. And any updates over there, Pete?
Yeah, well, a little bit more on the rebounding. 20 for Bonnie Prender. Bonner Prendy.
It sounds, it's Bonner Prendy area.
All right. And Archbishop Carroll, 13. Turnovers are still pretty good, five apiece. And, you know, I think for Bonner, what they don't want to do, even though they're ahead, they don't want to stop the clock and let Carroll score points with the clock not running. That's the only thing. But with this lead, I don't think it'll
prolong dinner, Peter.
It will.
Bonner Prendy, 8 for 10 from two-point land that quarter. Dinner. 10 for 15 from the field at 67%.
And look at this. Look at this. Old Eddie McCluskey, legendary Farrell boys basketball coach from Western PA, seven state champs, the old-fashioned weave, which, Mark, I know you love.
I do love it.
And they just want to – well, they do force a turnover, Carroll. They fly back. A Myri Stort, and he is – they're not going to call a foul there.
Well,
I mean, they really could have on that
one. They could have easily.
But it's out of bounds. Last touch, I think Amiri lost it out of bounds. But they're going to give it, I think, being gracious to
Carroll.
They are.
And again, and now Bonner Prendy has another game to play next week. So you have to be cognizant about not getting anybody hurt or extending minutes. And as the game gets a little more physical and tough, you don't want anything crazy like technical fouls, which could affect the next game.
Stewart's going out with an injured ankle.
So they were going to have to, you know, play to kind of smart Coach Funson here. You know, keep playing their game, but don't let their emotions get the best of them.
Number 12 checking in, Paydrag Casey, 6'2 senior for Archbishop Carroll. This is House, right of the key, looks to penetrate, spins, fine. Look at that defense, though. Back of the rim, no good. Even these guys off the bench contesting everything. Shot, no good, Carroll. Here's the rebound by Peretta. Great skill. Left wing corner, Edwards. And Edwards gets it out high now to Watson. 7 minutes to go. I guess safe to say the ball game. Bonner with the ball. 64-42 lead. Lower Moreland. I know they're scouting tonight's game, and they are next. Floater, Edwards.
Oh, my.
And it falls through the net.
Hit the back of the rim and just fell down.
Yep, again.
Wong and Ingraham both on the bench.
I like this kid, Edwards. Into the lane, dipsy-doo shot, no good in here. A little run and gut. Edwards, let's see if he can get up and dunk. He's going to lay it up. No, but a foul. Foul on number 12. Casey, any updates from Sun Valley? Andrew, are you looking at some stats there? Vanguards can't fall much more behind against that team. Abington Heights has been a thorn in our side, Delaware County.
Halftime score from Norris, from Bethlehem. Abington Heights leads 33-20.
They held Sun Valley to 20 points in the first half. Amazing. Free throw is good by Edwards. That's amazing, isn't it, Mark?
St. Joe's lost 70-60. It is.
That's it for the Hawks this year, right?
Yeah, that's it.
No playoffs.
But some teams have to present different matchup problems. Bonner Prendy, full court pressure, up 26.
So two free throws there, guys. That's Malik Edwards, right? Driving to the basket, missing the shot. Bonner, Prendy with a rebound. Edwards again. Oh, he's going to pull up and take a jumper. In and out. Offensive rebound. Good for that young man. He's a hustler. And he's only a 10th grader. James Weldy has six. It is a 70-42 lead.
I don't think you're going to see Wong or Ingraham anymore in this game.
Three ball, left wing corner. Skims the rim. No good by Carroll. Weldy the rebound. Weldy. Gets it to Peretta. Weldy far side. Peretta, top of the key. Oh, so close. Bonner Prendy almost made it to the state finals last year. Look at that dish. That's going to be too many steps on Weldy.
I don't know if he did.
It's a nice pass.
I don't think he moved his foot at all. Dear Lord. Great head fake. Shoulder fake. Let a cow guy run by him.
Cole Burkett into the game. Guys, 6'4 senior,
yes.
Number 24.
Updates from the Garnet Valley girls game, they lead 28-21. Hickory leads Newcastle 55-46.
Wow, Hickory. Getting the job done. Small town out there between Erie and Pittsburgh. There's another turnover. Drive to the basket. Dipsy-doo shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Let him play. Good. Watson the rebound. Throws it off of. Throws it off the body of That's off of Burkett's, and the ball will stay with Bonner Prendy. He's ready to check back in is Rodriguez. Yeah, Hickory.
Again, Rodriguez is a starter. I mean, 70-42 here with five to go.
Hickory is a small school out there. They beat the previously undefeated a school from where I used to cover up in Central Bay. Huntington was undefeated. And they beat them 80-65, Hickory. And now Newcastle tonight, a tremendous program, and Hickory is
Tyrese Watson on that save, David. I'm sorry. He's limping off like he slipped on this baseline here.
5:26 to go in the ball game here at Cardinal O'Hara High School. Bonner Prendy, 5.5 away from back to the state semis this year. Last year, 5A, and this year, 4A, 70-42. And, yeah, Mike, we'll have to find out what's going on Monday. Now, I don't know if you can get a score for me here, Andrew. It's a Philly school, Philadelphia Catholic League school. Archbishop Wood is at action here tonight. And if they can win that game, you saw what they did to Pencrest the other night, guys. Archbishop Wood.
I saw him play Hogo's Prep for the first three quarters. They're very, very impressive.
Two super sophomores out there. And we'll have to see what Wood does. Good pass underneath Peretta. Lays it up, and that's a reverse layup by Harry's son, Michael Peretta, with E11, as Harry Callis, the late great, would say. Baseball season's here. Floater off the right side, no good. And I guess it's 5 minutes of garbage time right here, guys.
Oh, no.
Reverse layup, no good. Rebound again to Bonner Prendy. They turn the ball over, getting a little sloppy out there. And driving to the basket, lay it up and in. Kyle Mack for 2:10 in the game and a timeout. We'll take a break ourselves. 4:57 to go in the ball game. It's Bonner Prendy 72 and Archbishop Carroll 44. It's never sounded so good. The state playoffs, boys. Hoops, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here to Cardinal O'Hara High School. Thank you very much, our kind and generous sponsors here. You hear the Bonner Friar fans all fired up, and they're getting ready for a semifinal game on Monday, guys. PIAA State Semi, second year in a row. Their team, Bonner Prendy, 72. Archbishop Carroll, 44. And the state quarterfinals, only 4:57 to go in the game.
Very, very impressive tonight. Bonner Prendy throughout. I love their offense, their defense. They shared the ball. I mean, literally, they have no weaknesses, guys.
And people are looking at a state final, which should be in our backyard. It would be Imhotep and Bonner. Still work to do. Don't sell Lower Moreland and Hickory short, if it is Hickory. Now with the ball and driving into the lane, getting it out.
Good defense by Burkett.
Rodriguez with it now for Bonner. Drives to the basket and knocked out of bounds. And in the third quarter, they would have called that a foul, but good defense.
Well,
good defense.
No offense. Yeah, we don't want to take shots here, Mike. We don't do that here.
Yeah.
But ever since the jump ball.
My ace color man.
Ever since the jump ball, it hasn't gotten much better for the Stripes tonight, really. But they had no impact.
Floater no good. My ace color man is Mark Jordan. And he's ready for a big baseball season again. Archbishop Carroll with the rock. Driving to the hoop and a block foul. So it'll be two shots. 4:16 to go in the fourth quarter. At the line, shooting two for Carroll is Kyle Mack. This will be his final game of his high school career. Mark, of course.
David, we're going wholesale here with 4 minutes to go. Changes here. This is where Dave excels, Mike. This is where you're paying the big bucks.
Checking into the game for Bonner Prendy. Is my buddy in there? Friends of the Bermans?
No.
Let's see. 14 is Nate Furman. I hope he's
yes,
out
he's
there.
There
he is, my man, Nate Furman. Rhymes right. with Berman. Baseball. He's a baseball player.
All right.
For Bonner.
That explains the glove on his hand.
Free throw is good. Now I lost my train of thought here. A foul shot was made by who, guys?
It was made by Mac.
Mac, did he make both of them?
Yes.
Oh, so, all right, there you go. And what do we have now? And we got to stick with the game here. I know it's, not you guys, you are, but the play-by-play, I got to stick with it.
4-11.
If the play-by-play doesn't stick with the game, we got a problem here.
Yeah, really. 4-11 to go in the fourth quarter. Time and score. And who has the ball? 72-46, Bonner Prendy. And it's getting a little sloppy. There's a turnover. Driving into the lane, and we got a foul, so it'll be two more shots. Boy, everybody, a lot of people leaving here, Mike. We are going to stay. I'd love to do a post-game interview, and I'd like to try to get – if you want to, Mike, it's up to you. You're the boss.
This is real quick. This is tough for the Bonner Prendy kids because they put in probably their 8th to 12th men in the game, I want to guess, and Carroll still has in, I guess, 3 starters.
Right.
So this could be a little bit of a messy – hopefully not the entire 4 minutes, but for the next minute or two, I think they want – Coach Bell wants to go out on a high note with some of these guys. We're playing the last games here.
Who's
Carroll?
Who's this guy number
22?
Did he make both or miss
made
one?
One.
He made
Mark Prasolowitz.
So 1-2. Full court pressure. Bonner up by 25. I could have sworn I saw just behind us Sean Spratt, Marple Newtown.
He was here, yes.
Could have sworn.
Sean Spratt
over
is
and
in the house.
All right, 3:55. Timeout on the floor. We're in the fourth quarter. Time is running down here in the state quarterfinals.
Your fans are there.
Saying
fans,
hello.
There you go. DelcoHoops.com, baby. There you go. And let's keep it right here since they want to. I wish we could interview kids on the air, but this is a great business to get into, guys, someday broadcasting. And this.
It may not even be here another 10 years.
My color guy is Mark Jordan. He led the Marple Newtown baseball team to the state championship last year.
They all followed it right after they played.
But anyway, and now you're back at Radnor.
That's correct.
For baseball. And you did very well there. So, any updates here? I know we're all pumped up about Swarthmore going to the state final.
National championship.
The National Men's College Basketball Division III championship.
From Bethlehem, the Vanguards of Sun Valley trail 37-22, 6:12 to go in the third quarter. Archbishop Wood in Pottsville tip it about 5 minutes or so.
That Pottsville's good, guys. They're very good. Tremendous record. They beat Abington Heights this year.
I just realized real quick, Carroll has 5 seniors in the game. Pretty cool. So those seniors are here. Mike, I imagine he'll give them a curtain call in the next minute or two where they come off one by one and they get a little
Kid's a long athlete flying to the basket, number 13. I would imagine, let's see, that's that freshman I've been talking about, Sean Simmons, 6'3", ninth grader for Bonner Prendy. And he'll go to the line shooting 2. You can just tell, Mark. I mean, you know talent.
He's very athletic. And he can learn from
misses the first.
He can learn from some of these upperclassmen who are such good ball players. These guys can get to play against these guys every day in practice.
Look at the guys they bring off the bench here.
Absolutely.
Free throw up. Got it. Nice touch. 6'3", ninth grader. Sean Simmons of Bonner Prendy. Back comes Archbishop Carroll. 3 ball from the right wing is short. Simmons the rebound.
Uh-oh.
Simmons gets it to his teammate, Christian Johnson. Getting it out. A driving to the basket. What a move!
Uh-oh.
Wow!
Fan favorite.
Kobe Rooley for 2. He's a 6'1 junior.
Kobe, different spelling.
Yes, C-O-B-E. And driving to the basket, missing the shot, is Mack. And he gets the rebound, 3 ball, right side again is good for Archbishop Carroll. Number 12, and that is Padraig Casey.
No relation to Patrick Harrington.
Yes. 3 minutes to go in the game. I want to see Furman score. There he is, Steve. Only a junior. You got to give these kids credit. You got to stick with the program. Oh. Down low with a left hand, no, but a foul. The number 11 looks like an athlete. What grade's he in? That's a Christian Johnson, 6'4 junior. Well, these guys are going to be battling for some time next year. And they'll just be reloaded again. It's as hard to make the playoffs. This is a Bonner's only second time in 11 years since they've been in the PIAA. Bonner Prendy, they made the state tournament. And they're back. They want to get to the state final this year.
Well, they're
they lose three starters, obviously. No good in the first. They'll lose Wong, Ingraham, and Peretta. But you're right. They have enough weapons here to come back to this game next year for sure. For sure.
Right. 2:47 to go. Well, this game's taking a long time here.
I feared that.
And he makes this one. Christian Johnson. Archbishop Carroll with the ball. They trail by 26 points. Who would have thunk it? With 2:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Nice move to the basket. Lay it up and in. But Luke House, he said seniors out there now.
Yes, all five seniors.
Furman. Now to tough the shot. Wiry freshman. Misses the shot. Hits the cornerstone, they call that, off the side of the backboard by Johnson. And out of bounds as he tripped and or are they going to call a foul? Oh, they say the ball is just out of bounds. It'll stay with, no, it'll be a turnover. And the ball back to Bonner Prendy. 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Furman. Gets it into his teammate here, Connor Egan, 6'1 junior. I mean, these guys got some skill too off the bench, guys.
Sure. Oh, no.
Three ball from the left side, no good. Strong rebound. That kid.
Wow.
He's going to be a force next year. Number 11, he's a 6'4 junior, Christian Johnson. And Bonner now leading 78-52. Right of the key for three. Bingo. That is by Mark Prazolowicz, right? It was number 22, right, guys?
Yes. Oh, no.
Three ball. Furman, come on. Yes.
Oh, boy.
My man. 14, Nate Furman, 5'6", junior, 4-3. And we have a timeout. And we'll take a break and thank some of our sponsors. 1:34 to go in the game. Bonner, Prendy headed to the state semifinals for the second year in a row, up 81-55. DelcoHoops.com.
Hey, Delco Hoops fans. Rich Placetti is your Delaware County lawyer. With his ties to the Philadelphia Catholic League and the Big Five, Rich has a lot in common with high school hoops fans. Call him with your legal needs, especially in the area of drunk driving defense and personal injury. He's been working for 35 years to protect people just like you, and he's asking for your business. Give him a call anytime, 24/7, at 610-308-6290. You'll be glad you did.
Back to the action here. Lay it up and in.
Whoa.
Archbishop Carroll. Who gets that one, Mark?
34.
Matt Evans, 6-foot sophomore. This is all great experience for these youngsters. Driving to the basket. Oh, up. No. Follow. No. It's Bonner with the ball. Furman thought about the three. Hell, he's going to try to take it to the right. Nice teamwork, Mr. Furman. Three ball, left wing corner, no good. Picked up again, and he lays it up. Johnson, no, but a foul. Christian Johnson, 6'4", junior. Bonner Prendy, 56 seconds to go in the game. 81-57, Bonner Prendy. That's easier than saying Prendergrass.
Oh, it is.
Pete, you've been quiet.
Yeah, I'm staring at Christian Johnson. You say he's 6'4"?
Yes.
So am I. I stare at his chest.
Well, I mean, we have him at 6'4".
That is pretty
and
good.
He's got a nice touch with the left hand,
does
Christian.
He grew since the season started.
Yeah.
I think he grew since the fourth quarter started, Pete, actually. He was...
This is that one. And
I think he walked wrong since the fourth quarter.
I know his feet got bigger.
How about my buddy Larry Cap, or Jack Cap, took a picture of us the other day, at the group shot?
Yeah.
Us in awe of the action. Both, all of us staring at, we're all some of this talent here tonight. Both teams, but especially the performance by Bonner Prendy. And here's almost a steal and picked up by Amiri Stewart, and he throws the ball away with 38 seconds to go.
He threw it into the 300 hallway.
Yeah.
Hey, Carroll had a great year. Cal's going to be back for sure. And this is their measuring stick. They now know, guess what? This team beat him a couple times pretty soundly. And if they want to work it out in the offseason and hit the weight room and play some basketball, they're going to need it.
I would imagine Coach Funston is going to tell the guys to just weave it around, please, you know, not shoot the ball. But they do shoot it. They miss a three ball. Furman, good save. Good job by number 14, Nate Furman.
These kids are all off the bench. They'll play the way they're supposed to play.
I know.
Except stay away from fouls.
You know, yeah, I just thought he would, you know, but anyway. Spinning in the lane. Getting it out. Yeah, now hold the ball. There you go. 14 seconds ago. Bonner Prendy is going to win it most likely. The final score will be 82-57. Standing ovation, the people that stayed for both teams, especially the Fryer. Fans, and there you go. The final score, 82 for Bonner Prendy and 57 for Archbishop Carroll. Two Philadelphia Catholic League teams going at it from Delaware County in the 4A state quarterfinals. Bonner Prendy, Lower Moreland on Monday night somewhere in this area. We'll be back with the postgame show following these words on Delco. Hoops.com. Boys basketball's never sounded so good.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And had a nice little chat there with one of the assistant coaches for Newman Goretti boys basketball. And they are going to be playing in this gym tomorrow in the AAA state quarterfinals. Here in the 4A state quarterfinal game, boys hoops, Bonner Prendy wins at 82-57 over Archbishop Carroll. The Friars improve to 21-5. Archbishop Carroll ends the year 17-11. We have a post-game interview, and it's Tariq Ingraham. And Tariq is a 6'9 senior, has not committed to a college as of yet, played an unbelievable game. We've seen him play the last 3-4 years. It's great to see this Catholic League ball from Philly. Bonner going to the state semis again. And Tariq, a tremendous game.
Thank you.
Now you guys play Lower Moreland, but first I want to focus on this game. And, you know, you beat them up pretty good. Yeah. Archbishop Carroll, they're good.
Yeah. We played them early in the season. We know it was going to come out more harder than it was before, so we had to make sure we closed the game very well.
And I know your mom is from Coatesville originally. I know she's fired up for the Chester-Coatesville game tomorrow in 6A. But back to you, how's the college recruiting coming along?
I'm good so far. Right now I'm talking to Wake Forest. A few more other colleges going on, but most likely I'm looking towards Wake Forest.
And Mr. Jordan?
Yeah, fantastic game day, first of all. You and Tyree Kettner got it on down low quite a few times. Yeah. I'm sure you know him pretty well. Yeah. What was your key tonight to keeping him under wraps?
I know he's left-handed, so he can't really go right, so I know stay on the left hand. You know, he can't really do anything with it.
Yeah, and you play Lower Moreland. You played a public school, Abington Heights, in the state semis last year. We carried the game on the radio. Yes. Can't take these guys for granted. No. You know what happened last year, especially. Yes. You came out, Abington Heights will beat them. Uh-uh.
No.
You learned your lesson, right?
Yes.
All right, so anyway, hey, great having you, man. Oh, you want to get a picture?
You.
Oh, you want to get a picture with me and Tariq. Okay, well, I'm going to go over here.
So, for stats, for Bonner Prendy, they finished with their total of 82 points, led by Isaiah Wong and Tariq Ingraham, both with 13. Michael Peretta also chipped in with 11, Donovan Rodriguez with 10, Tyrese Watson had 9, Malik Edwards with 8, James Weld with 6, Christian Johnson with 4, Nate Furman with a 3-ball, Chris Haynes with 2, Kobe Ruley with 2, and Sean Simmons with 1 for their total of 82. And for Archbishop Carroll, with their total of 58, they were led by Kyle Mack and Luke House, both with 13 points on the night. Nymir Little and Tariq Kettner both chipped in with 9. Mark Prasalowicz chipped in with 5. Anquan Hill had 4. Patrick Casey had 3. And Matt Evans had 2. Pete?
Okay, some final stats on rebounds. Bonner Prendy has 27 rebounds. Tariq Ingraham had 9. 5 of them off the offensive glass. 17 rebounds for Carroll. The turnovers, considering the game, it's not a lot of turnovers. 9-8 in favor of Prendy. I just think you can look at all the stats you want. Bonner Prendy is a better team.
Boy, I tell you what, we got some pictures on our Delco Hoops guys with some big basketball players. Jalen Duren the other night, 6'9".
Well, we're shrinking because we're old.
Yes, and people are going to say me and Mark with Ingraham. So I got to get a picture with a kid. We're bigger than Nate Furman.
But,
okay.
But anyway. You and him are close.
You're 5'6". But anyway, Mike, is this the end?
Well, we don't know. We've heard that there's going to be some video internet stuff for the semifinals, and of course the finals will be carried by PCN. So we're going to find out what's going on with that. We're not going to do anything else this weekend. We'll take a look at what the semifinals look like, check back with the website. We'll obviously have today's article and the archives of the game, et cetera, et cetera. But before we go, we got some quick updates, and then we're going to say goodnight.
Yeah, all right. Sun Valley coming back, I hope.
Updates from Sun Valley. Latest I have is Vanguards are down 10, 39, 29, minute 37 to go in the third quarter. In 4A, Hickory beats Newcastle 59-48. 5A quarterfinal, Mars beats Meadville 73-57. Garnet Valley Girls trail Council Rock North 37-32. 3:18 to go, third quarter.
What?
In the Big East tournament, Nova and Xavier headed to overtime.
Oh, boy, just tied it. Late tie by Nova.
Late tip in by Eric Pascal to send them to overtime.
Well played.
Mike, we get more sponsors. We can go all night.
Also 5A, Archbishop Wood leads 12-6 early, 3:58 to go in the first.
Fast recap for me, 30 seconds. Archbishop Carroll, congratulations. Great year. You made it two rounds deep in the state tournament. They'll have next year, they'll take Lettner back. They'll have Hill back. They'll be big inside. You'll have to get some better guard play. Roman Catholic, fantastic. They have their weaknesses. They handle the ball. You can't pressure them. They have an inside presence. They shoot the three ball. I literally think, guess what? They have to really play poorly to be in trouble in these kind of games. I think they're just, they're so well rounded, well coached. Congratulations to Bonner Prendergast.
Bonner Prendy. Yes. So there you have it. They'll take on Lower Moreland on Monday somewhere. Sun Valley's only down by 10.
Now down by 5, 6, 17 to go in the fourth.
Vinny.
42-36.
Oh, that place is rocking
Vinny
up there.
Vinny D'Angelo's making them. I'm not even there. I know he is.
Well, he's having a big thrill because he's from his mom and dad are from Hazleton, and that's the Hazleton
great
area
family,
team. So,
great
yep.
family.
So, right, that wraps it up, guys, right? So, again, Bonner headed to the state semifinals boys basketball at the 4A level, 82. Archbishop Carroll, 57. You heard it all exclusively. It never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.